Mamadou Diop had just finished a world tour in 1996 when he decided to settle in Salem, Massachusetts, rather than return to his home country of Senegal. He saw America as a place of great opportunity for his musical career and to build a network of resources to give back to his countrymen and women in Senegal. Mamadou Diop has been named Humanitarian of the Year by the Boston chapter of the International Art of Living Foundation, and he's the recipient of both the International Reggae and World Music Award and the 2011 Boston Music Award for International Artist of the Year. And Mamadou Diop is playing live right now in our studios with bandmates Adam Zampino and Michelle Foss. Here's their song, King Mansa.
Mani demona churur, mani jolo bay pur njay, mani nang nyabari niro samba, mani ranye, mani samba.
Samba.
Mani riki buraka, mani pambal maji chova.
Fantastic. That's the band Mamadou playing King Mansa live in the Radio Boston studios. And Mamadou Diop, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Magna. Thank you.
I should say your fellow bandmates in the band are Adam Zampino. Welcome to you, Adam.
Well, thank you very much.
And Michelle Foss, welcome to you as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all for coming in today. That was wonderful. Mamadou, you started, that song opened with beautiful and powerful African drums, which are they're a staple of your music and the music of Senegal. So tell us a little bit about what we heard in King Mansa just now.
Yeah, because we always believe that every human being is a biological vibration. That music, it's to wake up the soul of the people listening. Because it's more drum, it's a lot of drumming on it. Mm. We make it because that's the studio, we make it the way it is.
So the songs are longer and more intense.
Longer.
Well, we appreciate that you curtailed them a little bit for us here, because we want people to be able to hear a lot more of both of your story and also musically what the band does. Mm. But Mamadou, tell me, you're actually quite famous, or even more famous, I should say, because of the fact that you play rhythm guitar, even though we were just talking about drums. So tell us about Senegalese rhythm guitar and why that's your preferred style.
Yeah, Senegalese music, it's very complicated, because the rhythm guitar is the one to carry the polycross rhythm into the music. Mm. Where everybody are in the one, the rhythm guitar have to be inside like a snake. People, for example, you have to be inside the music like a snake. You don't lean on anybody. For example, when you know African music and you listen many band play, you see always in their music one part missing. Nobody play there.
And that part is embodied by the guitar? Well, there's a lot of African guitar, so what part is missing then?
No, the part, it's always sometime in music, it's what you hear and nobody plays.
Oh, I see. I
see. The rhythm guitar have to find that place and be there.
Interesting.
And I think that's I've been very well known as a rhythm guitar player. Even if I play lead, bass and everything, but rhythm guitar player, I am a okay lead guitar player, bass player, but great rhythm guitar player.
Okay, so let's hear some of that. Let's hear another song. I understand you're going to play Ibu for
Ibu,
us.
Ibu, yes.
Mm-hmm.
yamma walu yow mi ibo indi ma sa keur yow ibo yekati ma baña po xol ma ibo ibo sama ma ci ibo oh la la Ibrahim watchinga Mani yow mi ibu Yama wolu sama magi ibu Ibu sama magi ibu Oh la la dal sumarango ey ibu
That's Mamadou, the band led by Mamadou Diop, also with Adam Zampino and Michelle Foss. Wonderful. What are you singing about in Ibu?
It's a give a credit to somebody who been here, who was here for me the time I tried to find out my way here in America. Hmm. My first word in English, I learned it here. I needed somebody whom can step me in the American system, and that person, he always been there for me. Hmm. I say in this singing, you welcome me to your house, you take all my clothes off, you wash me until I get clean, put me somewhere clean. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. So there's a sense of that spirit of generosity and humanity and giving, which you're talking about in that song, is something that you've carried, not only through your music, but in your nonprofit work. You founded a nonprofit called A3D, which stands for African Development Through Drum and Dance. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. The best success in life, it's not about yourself. It's what you can do to make others feel good about themselves. And that non-profit organization, I am the president, but they are both involved, Adam and Michelle. We done a lot of work, do festival, raise money, and when we get the money, we help first the non-profit organizations here, like the HAC, the Cancer Walk, the Gathering, the Churches, Plymouth House. We help all, and the rest, we bring it Africa. We build a computer lab there. We send them desk, and we are on the way to go back January 10.
So you built computer labs and helped schools with basic necessities
in Senegal.
In Senegal. Mm. And the work that you do here with students in American schools, I understand you bring African drumming to them?
Yeah, and besides that, we support them financially too. We support them because every year we take $500, give it to one non-profit organization. And on the school system, I have access there, for example, to play workshop, all that for the kids. I really, to tell you the truth, I love to help. The best way to help is to use what you have the best. That's my music and my drumming. I will do it.
Oh, we're so glad that you are. I have a question for you about Senegal and Senegalese music on the world stage. Because, obviously you've been on multiple world tours. Many people know your music. There are other huge names, Baba Mal, for example. But this issue of you playing rhythm guitar, you were one of the first Senegalese musicians to occupy that space, as you were talking about. Were your fellow musicians sort of looking at you at the time and saying, why guitar? We don't need it.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of musicians because I've been touring around the world, not for my band. I tour with people. The Baba Mal you're talking about, I play with him.
Yeah.
I play with Baba Mal. It was a time everybody wanted one piece of my rhythm guitar in their production.
They wanted you.
Wow. Everybody wanted one piece of me on their tour. Everybody wanted one piece of me on their show. That's because I learn and master something, I don't learn it from anyone. I build it myself. That means I don't have a competition. I never had a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get here, I find those guys. And it takes us, the band right now, it's a 12 years old band. No, 14. 14 years old.
Mm.
And we practice every single day. We play every weekend. Now they sing like African, sing like me. I don't need to talk a lot. You know? Yeah, it's been a lot of work, but we done it.
Yeah. Well, tell me one more thing about the work that you do through your not-for-profit, because I'm still just in love with this idea that you bring African drumming to students, along with the financial assistance, but just to young people here in the United States. When you drum for them, what's their reaction? Do you see them move? Do you see their faces light up? What happens?
You know, that the best things in this world, it's to see kids happy. I am very lucky to be in front of the stage. Look, the kids get big, see big smile in their face.
Yeah.
Through the drumming.
Well, I have to say, you have put a huge smile on my face today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Mamadou Diop is the lead singer, guitarist, and drummer for the band Mamadou. Adam Zampino is on drums and bass, and Michelle Foss on drums and backup vocal as well. Mamadou is going to be playing a full show in the full complete band at Johnny D's on Friday night, and then in Providence on Saturday night at Lippitt Park. We'll have more information on our website at radioboston.org. But in the last few seconds we've got in the show, Mamadou, I wonder if you could just play us out with something. I understand you're going to play I Am Me.
That's who I am.
Let's hear it. Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Nobody tells me what to do. I know.